Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Association Leadership Radio, and we are broadcasting live from the Georgia Economic Developers Association. So excited to be talking to our next guest, Monet Roberts with Better City. Welcome, Monet.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us a little bit about Better City. How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. So Better City is a national economic development firm. We are based out in Utah. Our staff is fully remote. So I'm actually in Ohio. We have a vice president here, Travis Stiegel, who's in Georgia. And we serve with strategic planning, vision planning, implementation, anything that you can think of that's going to help a city become better. We want to make sure that city is better than when we where we came. So when we come in, we're going to come in with strategic plans that are going to be able to be implemented. And we also help out with DEI strategies, so diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we just make sure that the city is going to keep growing.
So how long have you been working with Better City?
I've been with Better City for about a year now. Company has been in business for about 10.
So what's the most rewarding part of the job for you?
So I love the community engagement, honestly. Going into the different communities that we work with, being able to connect with different members in the community, and also the actual community member. So not just the leadership, but the actual community, getting them involved, that's my favorite part.
Now, what is some advice you could share for folks that want to get involved with their community and really help kind of grow a network and grow a community?
Absolutely. So I can take this on from a personal level, because in my own community, I had to figure out how do I get involved. I've been working across the nation now, and I've been to so many different city council meetings, and it took me this year to go to my own community. So I was like, oh, wow, I can't be so engaged in everybody else's community. So I think it's just about putting your foot out there, going to those city council meetings, getting connected with different individuals. I knew the mayor in my hometown, so he got me connected with the board and just learning about different volunteer opportunities and just putting your foot out there and letting the world know that you're interested.
Now, is that something that you would share with the young people, a way to get involved, is to volunteer and look for opportunities? Because a lot of folks, that it doesn't maybe occur to them that that's a good starting point.
Yes, I would say that is the first starting point, because many times it's not about what you know, but who you know. Mm-hmm. So the moment that you can get connected with people who can put you in the room and get you connected with other resources, then the network just continues to grow.
And that could really accelerate your career, right? Like in ways that you probably couldn't even imagine before you started.
Yeah, absolutely. I never would have thought that I would even be where I am. I'm pretty young myself, so it's kind of amazing just to see what the power of networking can do.
Now, when you're working with your clients, I guess those are other cities around the country. Mm-hmm. What are some examples, don't name the name of the city, but just an example of something that you think is well-run and these are the must-haves to have a thriving community? What are some of the must-haves and maybe what are some of the things that you'd rather maybe they shouldn't be doing?
I would say that each of the communities that we work with is completely different, first off, because each community,
they have different goals and objectives, and it's made up of different people, right?
Yeah, and they're in different places. So we have places in Maine, places in Colorado, places in Georgia. So it's full spectrum. We've got smaller communities, larger communities. So each community is completely different. But I think the best part of the community is truly the people. Having people that want change. So not just people that want to be stagnant and they really are engaged and active and they want to see things happen. They want to make sure the consultant that they're working with is going to give them strategic plans and not just plans that sit on a shelf, you know, that collect
dust. They check the box and say, we have a strategic plan, and they just put it back on the shelf, and then they keep doing what they were doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would say all the communities that I've worked with, I haven't had really any that don't want that.
Right.
That don't want to see change. And I think that's part of really the integrity of Better City. that we really want to make sure the clients that we're working with are uplifting that standard as well.
So are there kind of any metrics or benchmarks that you can say, you know what, these people are kind of doing the work that needs to be done to create that engagement, or there's some kind of signals to you that you're on the right track or the community is on the right track?
I would say when we come in, so most of the time we have these launch meetings and we get an understanding of who's in the community, and we typically like to ask, like, we'll give them, we need this amount of people and we need a diverse group. And it doesn't necessarily have to be diversity in race, but just diversity in thought. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have that same 10 people that are always in the conversation.
Right, kind of the squeaky wheel that's getting the... It's better to kind of engage more people or to create a mechanism that allows them to have a say and have a voice.
Yes, absolutely. So when you can get different voices at the table, it's super, super insightful for us as a community. And then for me, I can like kind of automatically see this is a community that took heed to what we've said first off.
So to you, it's obvious? Like you can tell if, if that's happening?
And it's not like... obvious, because at the end of the day we still have so much more to go through, right? But it, to me, it's the first step to really see that a community is willing to really make
open that process up.
Yeah.
So now at this conference here, how are you going to tell if this was a good use of your time? Like what are some of the clues for you that, hey, this, we should be doing this more and this is a good group to be hanging around?
For me, I think it's all about the networks. Travis is very familiar with the area. He's in Georgia.
Right.
I'm in Ohio. So if I can come out of this conference and say, I just made three, it could just be three. It could be one, honestly. One connection that's going to help a client in this community that we're working with.
Right.
Or even one connection that's going to help Travis in the communities that he's working with in Georgia. So to me, that's the main part. Because... truly, as our title, Better City, really does stand for what we do. And if I can make one connection that's going to help grow the communities that we work with, that's the most important.
So you're getting some education, you're getting some networking.
Yes.
You're meeting some new folks. This must be fun for you.
Oh, this is my favorite part about the job. Don't tell anyone.
So now if somebody wants to learn more about Better City and maybe have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, is there a website? What's the best way to get a hold of you and your team?
Yes. So our website is bettercity.us. So anyone can go on that and find us. And then also you all can follow me. Am I allowed to put my email?
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, so my email is Monet, M-O-N-E-T, like the French painter, at bettercity.us. And you all are free to send me an email, reach out. If you want to follow up on the website, that'll give you a more understanding of the company. But if you want to sit down and have a conversation and just say, hey, how can we help you, you help me? Or how does it look like in our community? What would be the first steps? Or what?
So what are some of the challenges a community's having where they should call Better City? Like, what are some of the things they're struggling with right now where Better City might be able to help them?
So many communities, especially facing the pandemic, are dealing with how do we become more resilient? How do we ensure that our communities can withstand the next era of
the next disruption, right?
Disruption. You know, we just had monkeypox. There's so much going on.
There's never a dull moment. There's always something that's going to punch you in the face.
Yes, never a dull moment. So many of our communities, and that's just one example, but many of our communities are dealing with how do we become more resilient? And that's just a perfect way to get us a ring, because we're going to take a scope and a view of your entire community and analyze what are the top risks, and not just risk as far as economic development. We've been in communities where we're like, you have a lack of community connectivity.
Right.
And that's a piece that's going to be super essential for economic development moving forward. So that's one of the areas that we've been able to help out in. And there's other areas, but that's just one example.
Well, one more time, the website?
It is bettercity.us.
Well, Monet, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 Annual Conference on behalf of Association Leadership Radio.